Jay Monchi is on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park on this fine Wednesday with our own Jim Gray, and we're talking all things about drones.
Drones, UAV, UAS, all that sort of stuff. We are at the UAS showcase here at Aviation Gateway Park. It's kind of the most prominent thing, quite frankly, of right at the entrance of Aviation Gateway Park here on Waukaw and James Ray Drive. So you can find us out here at Aviation Gateway Park. We're going to dive into the industry of drones from the perspective of people that are in the business buying and selling this stuff. So I'm talking with Kerry Garrison from the Multicopter Warehouse. Kerry, first of all, thanks for joining us. And now tell me a little bit about Multicopter Warehouse.
Oh, Multicopter Warehouse is the largest DJI retailer in the U.S. We're based in Colorado. We also are their largest enterprise dealer and an authorized repair center. So we've been around almost 5 years now.
Repair center, that's one thing that I did not know. They're good to know. So if I don't have the refresh through DJI, I'm just going to have to send it to you anyway then, right?
Absolutely.
Can I send you a box of parts that I assume is all of it so you can put it together for me?
We'll figure it out.
All right. I may have one of those. So with that, tell me a little bit about what you're showing off here at AirVenture.
Here at AirVenture, we have a variety of products from the Tello, which is a nice entry-level toy drone at $99. The Mavic Air, which is very, very popular. It's the most popular selling one here at the show. The Spark, which is kind of the very high end of the toy category,
right,
in the $500 range, up to the Inspire 2, which is a very high-end videography platform.
So tell me about the Mavic Air. Now, I'll tell you that I have a Tello, and I have a couple of Mavic Pros. But tell me a little bit about the Mavic Air, because the differences between the Mavic Air and the Mavic Pro.
Yeah, the Mavic Air is the newest of the DJI product line. It's smaller than the Pro. It's faster, handles wind better, it's smaller, it's more affordable, it has front and rear obstacle avoidance, and it has 4K video at 100 megabits versus the 60 that was on the Pro. So you get better, crisper, clearer video quality than you did on the Mavic Pro.
Gotcha. Now, I said I was going to ask you a question that you're not going to answer, but Mavic 2?
You know, there's been rumors on the internet about a Mavic Pro 2.
I've seen pictures.
Or a Mavic
I don't know
2.
If I can believe them.
I've seen photoshopped pictures. There's nothing official yet. I wish I had an answer for that.
Oh, come on.
Somebody's got photoshopped pictures of a future product that doesn't exist?
Yes. Yeah, imagine that.
Great. So tell me a little bit about the relationship that you see with Multicopter Warehouse and EAA. Now, you're the primary sponsor of this place. How are you now meshing with this event and this organization?
Yeah, we've been very happy to be a part of EAA for the last 4 years now. It's been a great experience. I grew up always wanting to come to AirVenture as a kid and to actually be here as a sponsor and not just a vendor, but as a sponsor has been a fantastic experience for me. And I can't wait for tonight for the big air show. So
yeah,
I mean,
that's right. We've got
got to see a wall of flame. Come on.
I mean, I thought you were talking about the Great Lakes Drone Company and their light show, but yeah. No. Okay, you want to see the wall of flame.
The drone show is going to be cool too, but I mean, you can't leave here without seeing the wall of fire.
I will grant you that, sir. I'll grant you that. We're going to hope the weather holds up for us. So we've got some things heading our way, but hope for that Oshkosh split where the weather just kind of magically goes around Oshkosh on the air show time. Who knew? All right. Well, talking with Kerry Garrison of Multicopter Warehouse. And now, beyond just the, you know, high-end, I think you said the high-end toy versus low-end commercial, you guys have got gear that goes all the way on up for the commercial application as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our specialties at Multicopter Warehouse is public safety. So we work with fire departments, law enforcement, search and rescue teams, sheriff's departments, and we offer a variety of products to them to help them do their jobs better, safer, and more efficiently. So that's one of the things that gets us up every morning is being able to work with teams like Aspen Mountain Rescue and Boulder Rescue and all the fire departments and law enforcement across the country. That's an exciting piece of this business.
Stepping outside of the DJI line, is there some things that you can see kind of in that level that are at least trying to compete?
There's companies that are trying to compete, but everyone is years behind in terms of technology, stability, camera integration, and everything else. So it's in the next couple of years, we hope to see some competition out there, because competition is always good.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It drives innovation. It drives prices. But right now, DJI is the leader in all the different categories across the board.
So if I were to say that I want to go buy something to learn if drone flying and quadcopters are for me, what's my budget? What do I need to kind of just at least get something that's for realsies? All right.
You know, I really like the Mavic Air. And as we've seen here at the show, it is the number one selling product that we have here. We have a nice bundle package. It's got extra batteries. It's got the remote controller, a travel case, a landing pad, memory card for $1,100. And that machine has front and rear obstacle avoidance. So it's one of the safest machines out there to fly and learn on. But really, all you have to do is follow two simple rules. Number one, don't crash. To not crash, don't hit stuff. And it's really that simple, you know?
If I understand this correctly now, if I want to fly this in a sport environment and not doing some commercial application, I can just buy one and go fly it. Is that right?
Right. I mean, as a recreationist, a hobbyist, you have to register with the FAA as a pilot. That's $5 for yourself. You put the same number on all your aircraft. Now, anything that's considered commercial is anything that's not purely for the fun of flying.
Right.
That becomes commercial. It doesn't have to be an exchange of money if it benefits somebody in
some
way.
I just wanted to clear up this void of, hey, can I just go buy a drone?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Now, you can't fly it here, of course.
Not exactly, although I believe, Manny, you said that there's some option to fly your drone out at the Pioneer Airport at night. Is that right?
That's right, Jim. At Pioneer Airport every night at, I believe, 7 p.m., they open up the airport for unmanned, both RC aircraft and drones.
Okay.
And last night there were a couple of Inspires out there. Each night you get a couple of dronies out at Pioneer Airport. It's a good scene.
How do you know, though, where you can fly and where you can't fly?
Well, go ahead.
The application that you use, the DJI Go app, will actually tell you if you're in a no-fly zone or not.
Oh. Okay.
And even here during the day,
it's going to freak out.
Different temporary flight restrictions will come up based on the air shows that are going on. And so sometimes you have to work around that a little bit. But it is open for self-authorization at Pioneer.
Right.
So it should be pretty easy for anyone to go flying over there.
What does self-authorization mean?
It means it's going to come up on the screen and tell you that you're in a restricted airspace and allow you to say, I have permission to be here. I take I take responsibility for my actions, and you can go ahead and unlock it.
And, you know, that's one of the things I was hoping to be able to talk to Scott Strimple about, but this gets into that issue of the industry almost really trying to police itself, to be able to say that the manufacturer, in this case DJI, is collecting all the data, and when I fire this thing up, I know that I'm not supposed to be here, and I'm going to accept responsibility, but by God, I know I'm not supposed to be here. Or if you fire it up and, hey, I can fly wherever I want to with this thing. So we can kind of eliminate some of the bad actors that are giving some of the industry a bad name. So I got to respect DJI for doing that.
Yeah, you'll never eliminate stupid or irresponsible. But the more you can educate them and the more information you can give them, then we're increasing the odds of good behavior.
But I could see, for example, as the price comes down on these drones,
oh, yeah,
these become Christmas presents for kids. Now, here's Christmas time. Now they got this box of goodies. They've got to know something. They can't just, you know, go outside on the street and go flying, can they?
No, I agree with that. And in many cases you can, because most of the country is navigable airspace that anyone can fly in. So it's typically not a problem unless you're really close to an airport or some other type of restricted area.
We are kind of close to an airport here, I got to tell you.
Well, I remember when we were here setting up, you wanted to do a little drone flying back in June, and you had to go out of town. It was
because I wanted to go demo the goggles for somebody that I did the DJI goggles, and we had to go to Winnebago Park. I should actually tell people that if you want to go get outside of the airspace, there's a park exactly 5 miles away from here at Winnebago Park on 41 and 76.
And it's a beautiful area.
It is. It's actually a very nice looking park. So that's kind of the space that is completely legal there without the temporary authorization we're working with here. So That's the entry into that. Now, I have a plan. I want to go into business. I'm going to start doing photography work for real estate and other stuff like that. what's the entry level into something like that?
You know, we're actually seeing a lot of real estate work being done with the Mavic Air because it is a very good camera. It's mm-hmm. it's good enough. I call it a 99% camera. It's going to fit 99% of the uses out there. You want something that's going to be a little bit better, give you more dynamic range so that the skies aren't always washed out and the shadows aren't totally black. You're going to move up to the Phantom 4 Pro. That's going to give you 11 and a half stops of dynamic range, really give you a lot better of an image, and it's going from 12 megapixel to 20 megapixel. That's also a great machine for doing photogrammetry, the mapping and surveying work, and that stuff pays really good if you can get those types of jobs.
Sure.
So really, about 1,500 entry point into a Phantom 4 Pro is really going to get you started on the commercial side.
Okay. And accessories probably up to $2,000 or something.
Yeah, I would budget about $2,000 for extra batteries, cases, right. ND filters, those types of accessories.
Absolutely. Okay, so Multicopter Warehouse, you're located inside the UAV Showcase here at Aviation Gateway Park, corner of Waka and James Ray Drive. After the show, I've looked at the stuff. I finally convinced the wife a month later that I want to do this. How do I find you?
You can find us at multicopterwarehouse.com. We're very easy to find. We're also in Colorado. We have a DJI-authorized retail store in Lone Tree, Colorado, if you're out there as well. So it's kind of like a big Apple store for drones.
Ooh. Nice. Cool.
All right. Well, this is fun. I'm learning all kinds of fun stuff. You guys are just entertaining the heck out of us. Here we are at Aviation Gateway Park. We're on the fly, and we have one more segment to go, and we're going to talk about some really cool, different stuff, I think. Is that true? Okay, Manny. All right. J-Muchy, you're listening to EA Radio.